The Internet's editor, Google AI experiment rewrites publishers' headlines on news articles. By Lucas Nolan on March 29, 2026. Google has begun testing a new feature in its search engine that rewrites the headlines of published news articles using AI, prompting sharp criticism from media executives who say the company is overstepping its role as a distributor of content. Adweek reports that the experiment, which Google has described as limited in scope, builds on the foundation of AI Overviews, a feature that already summarizes publishers' content into brief snippets displayed in search results. The new strategy goes a step further by altering the editorial content itself, changing the headlines that publishers have crafted for their own articles. For many in the news industry, this represents a significant escalation in what has been an increasingly tense relationship between Google and the outlets whose content powers much of its search ecosystem. Under the traditional platform relationship, publishers produce content, Google used it to surface answers to user queries, and outlets monetize the resulting traffic with advertising. But that dynamic has deteriorated in recent years as changes to the search engine have reduced the volume of referral traffic sent to publishers, and the rise of AI has shifted Google's function from organizing information to actively curating and repackaging it. At the center of the current dispute is the question of consent. Media executives who spoke with Adweek were unified in their objection to the lack of communication surrounding the trial. "This is another overreach by Google taking liberties with content without permission," one media executive explained. "It is hard to understand why Google feels they have the right to do this. Even those willing to entertain the possibility that headline optimization could benefit publishers maintained that the absence of notification was inexcusable, particularly given that the changes involve editorial content rather than technical page elements." Several executives stressed that headlines are not cosmetic details but expressions of editorial judgment, and that rewriting them without disclosure introduces real risks. "We don't think of headlines as a cosmetic detail," one media executive said. "If Google rewrites headlines, they're not just organizing the web, they're intervening in our journalism." The concern extends to accountability as well. If a rewritten headline proves inaccurate or misleading, readers are likely to attribute the error to the publisher rather than to Google. Devin Emery, president at Morning Brew, highlighted what he described as an inconsistency in Google's treatment of different content formats. On YouTube, Google has recently provided creators with new tools to fine-tune their headlines, recognizing their importance as both communication instruments and brand-building devices. Text-based content, by contrast, appears to be treated as a commodity whose voice and style are secondary to its informational contents. "It's interesting to see that text and video are being treated differently," Emery said. "You're basically reliant on Google saying user satisfaction is up. There are no details on what that means." Beyond the immediate experiment, several executives expressed concern about the trajectory it suggests. Mark McCollum, executive vice president of product and innovation at Raptive, which works with nearly 7,000 publishers and creators, questioned the logical endpoint of such initiatives. "Would they also test changing the lead that shows up in Google?" he asked. "Would they consider imagery that didn't come from the original publisher?" One media executive observed that recent developments form a coherent pattern. AI Overviews began summarizing articles, Discover started rewriting headlines, and now Search is doing the same. "Each step increases the distance from the original work that we create," the executive said. "It feels like it's their work, or their interpretation of our work." That concern was amplified by the fact that Google previously characterized its AI headline rewrites in Discover as a small experiment, only to reclassify them as a standard feature roughly a month later. "It's scary that this has gone from a test to a feature so quickly," the executive said. Not all responses were entirely negative. McCollum noted that Raptive had not yet detected measurable changes in click-through rates or traffic among its news publishers and acknowledged that better optimized headlines could, in theory, benefit publishers if the changes drive more clicks back to original content. Tim Holzkamp, CEO of newsletter publisher 1440, said he understood the impulse behind the experiment. "If they are acting in good faith and driving more clicks and visitors to the site, that is interesting," he said. Both executives, however, conditioned their openness on transparency. McCollum called on Google to share data with publishers if the program expands, including what headlines were changed, what variations were tested, and what performed better. If they're really trying to serve the user, he said, provide some transparency to the publisher so that they can also improve. Read more at Adweek here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.